We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I can't find it on the button thing, so I'm just going to say it. Oh, goody. Look who's back. Back in action, baby. Good afternoon. Adam Carter in for Chad today on a Monday, and I'm back in studio after being in COVID lockdown. And first of all, Laura, before you get away, let me just apologize to you for being in COVID protocol, because I know the burden that that placed upon your beautiful shoulders last week.
It was a long week.
It was a long week.
But that's okay. That's okay. We made it. We did just fine. We missed you, of course, but I'm glad you're back.
I don't know if you missed me.
That's not what she was saying about you when you weren't here.
I do miss you.
That son of a beep, beep, beep.
Sometimes. Just
no,
when you're
crabby.
No, you were fine. It's fine. I'm glad you were okay.
And I missed your party, too, and I couldn't go to your party.
I know, and it was fun.
Sucked. I had two parties I was supposed to go to that day. Couldn't do it.
And your Jason Isbell concert.
My Jason Isbell concert.
Terrible timing.
I'll get into this later, but it was actually kind of nice to be at home.
Yes.
Because even though I did the morning show, it was nice to kind of, have time at home to kind of assess what needs to be done. And I'm not talking personally. I mean, there's a lot that needs to be done personally. trust me. But I mean, just, around the house. I got to do this. And it was very nice. But again, my apologies to you and the rest of the newsroom for being out. And hopefully that'll be the last time that one of us has to sit out because of this stupid virus.
I know. That would be great. I sat out early on when my kid had it.
Right.
Like in June of last year. And I was able to do a little work from home, but it's not the same. It's not the same.
And it's nice to be able to do a show on the computer, but my limitations on that computer, which I should be a little better, we should be able to contribute a little more and have the ability to do that. Unfortunately, I was not able to do
that. No, it doesn't work that way.
It doesn't work that way.
Well, we're glad you're back. And you are in a good mood today.
I am.
You are just, yes.
Because I am, I've changed my diet.
Oh.
And it is like I have like an incredible amount of energy.
Yep.
And it's been this way all week. And Jen is like, you're like a new person.
You are. And what did you do?
Like a methamphetamine, little opioids, mix it in a little. No, it's just this. I think I was eating poorly for a long time.
Yeah.
And I think it affected how I felt about myself, and that affects my mood.
Oh, yes.
And back to the things that you need to work on, that's something I got to work on, is about like how I view myself and how it affects me in my relationship with other people.
Mm-hmm.
But, and again, I'm only like 2 weeks in, and I've, a lot of start and stop, and when it comes to changing habits, it's not an overnight thing, but it's been like incredible.
Is this like a whole 30 thing you're doing again?
No, it's a different kind of thing, and I don't want to, because I'm paying for it, so it's all legal, and plenty of people are doing it. It's not like I'm on some sort of hallucinogenic or any kind of drugs or anything, but it's changed, and hopefully it stays that way. I just felt like going into the holidays, I need to change my personal view of myself.
Yep.
And hopefully that improves everything else. But
that's good.
Yeah.
I'm happy for you.
It's got a good good kick so far.
Good.
So good energy. Thank you, Laura. Mm-hmm. And again, my many apologies. Lots going on today. First, Dan Cook is here. Dan and I, last time we were in studio together, I had to leave immediately because I was notified that I was a close contact with someone who had COVID, and therefore I was talking to Dan all afternoon in studio, so we worried about your exposure, and you were on your way to Arizona for a funeral. And
it was not the text I was hoping for when you texted me that afternoon.
But just to recap, so Jen, my wife, came down, got COVID, had kind of symptoms of a cold, and got tested. I guess it would have been 2 weeks ago. So Wednesday will be 2 weeks ago, and she came down with COVID. She had COVID, and that meant she was fully vaccinated, actually had her booster shot, I think, 3 days before she caught the virus. So we were locked down in the house. I had to leave work that Wednesday. This is the first time I've been back in the building since then. Did the morning show last week from home. And Jen's now better, even though she does not have COVID anymore. Home tests and a PCR test has confirmed that she doesn't have it. I never got it. So I did numerous tests, all came back negative. And so we've got the clear now to be back out in public, even though it was like a really bad cold and lots of coughing, lots of congestion, never had a fever, but the coughing is still there. The congestion is still there, but thankfully it didn't get any more serious than that. She actually was able to, do her work from home. She wasn't bedridden or anything. So I appreciate all the thoughts we got, sending good vibes our way, but it's good to be back. It's good to be back in studio with seeing everybody here. Dan, I noticed you're very festive. I was back at your desk there, and you've got some decals and
up on the window cling things.
Christmas lights up.
Yeah, those went up about November 1st. Those go up.
Now, a little secret here. Yeah. Mike Lynch, former WCCO meteorologist extraordinaire and Dave Lee's sidekick, would every year decorate the studio, Studio 6, where we're standing right now.
Mm-hmm.
He put up lights all around and put up a Christmas tree. We used to have a Christmas tree. In the last couple of years, the Christmas tree would be adorned with pictures of people who are no longer with us.
Yes.
Either physically or
employees.
So we're missing that this year.
Missing's a strong term, but it's not here.
It was kind of fun, though, because, Mike Lynch would have been on the tree this year. Lee's picture would have been on there.
Yeah, it would have,
But you took it upon yourself to say, hey, I've got the Christmas spirit pulsing through my veins, so I'm gonna decorate my little cubicle.
It's my little area.
So bravo to you.
Thank you. I've been doing that, I don't know, 2-3 years now. Back in that my little.
And I haven't noticed.
World.
So obviously, I've been a good fellow employee to stop it. Back and say hi.
There's no real reason for you to come back there. And the beauty of it is really, during the pandemic, Harrigan and I are the only ones back there.
Yep.
And when I'm back there, he's in here doing his job. And when he's back there, I'm in here. So we don't really see each other, in that regard either. So it's really kind of my own little wing of the building. And I just throw up some lights and some window stuff and a little thing hanging from the coat hook to celebrate Christmas. That goes up November 1st because I'm not waiting around for Thanksgiving. Right. I'm not that guy.
I love it.
It'll also stay up till about February
1st. I love it. It's amazing what a little, some lights. And some holiday things like that.
A few pictures, just a little something to brighten it up. Yeah, absolutely.
And that was part of my convalescence at my house all week last week. I talked about this on the overrated, underrated, properly rated last week. Underrated my transformation into Clark Griswold and my commitment to exterior illumination last week.
Really?
Oh, man. My house is looking great.
I mean, it's the whole nine yards?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Oh, yeah. I'm going to admit it. We had a little professional help on the big part because I'm not getting on a ladder and going up to the peaks of my roof. Just not going to do it.
Right. There's nothing wrong with that.
And that. Nope. So we had some professional lights installed, but the accoutrement, the front posts, I have many pillars on the mansion, as you know, Dan.
Yeah.
And boy, getting up 20 feet on those pillars to, ring lights around, that's tough work.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
My very modest front porch. We've put up many lights, many decorations, living in fake, and we've got fake, no inflatable animals, but we've got some, Jen bought these deer that were made out of like birch wood.
Okay.
So they're kind of creative, kind of a rustic look. And
you're not using them for target practice, are you?
No. I'm not bringing out the rifles and the neighborhood.
That's what I'm thinking. It'd be a bad idea.
But we've got three little trees. They vary in size. The biggest one is probably, I don't know, three and a half feet, and the smallest one is probably 18 inches. And that smallest one got snowed all the way to the tip on Friday with that snow.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Four times I shoveled on Friday night.
Wow. Which is four times more than Corey Heppala did. I really hope he's still listening.
Oh, he said he didn't shovel?
No, he had a service that was going to come in and do it, and the service was late, and so he was all in a nose out of joint.
Mr. Teedy, Mr. Clean and Tidy.
Yeah.
Okay.
The service wasn't
He's got three kids.
Like seven or under.
So I mean, what?
I don't know if you can quite have them shuffle in the driveway. Especially
at least they
can
get the front porch.
When I was down in Arizona, speaking of Christmas decorations, it is they go all out down there with some folks. Much, you know, very much a Griswold. There was one we did driving around the neighborhood, just looking at different places. There was one that was absolutely the full Griswold, including what you saw a lot of them doing is have those laser projectors on into the garage, you know, with the lights moving
around
all over the place.
Those are very popular now. Yeah. And cheap. That's a cheap option.
Is it cheap? Well, and it's, you know, it's nice down there because it can't get covered with snow. So,
yeah.
You know. But the dressing up the saguaros and that guy out there, which has got to be a dangerous thing to do, but they do a bunch of that. And then there was one guy who I had, I'm not kidding this, it was at least a 15-foot-high snowman inflatable. And that was the only decoration he had out.
That was it.
There was nothing. No lights, no nothing else. There was just 15-foot snowman on the front rocky area there, and that was it.
Well, he probably looks out his front door and looks
all he needs, I guess.
15-foot snowman and says, my work here is done. 651-461-9226. That's the number to text, by the way. I got a couple texts and somebody asking me if it was Body Solutions that I'm on.
Hey, fat people.
All you got to do is take a teaspoon of this at like 5 o'clock at night and then don't eat anything for the next 28 hours. You'll shed weight. It'll fall right off. No, it's not Body Solutions. Although I'm willing.
That'd be great if it was.
If Body Solutions is coming back, sign me up. I'll do some ads for Body Solutions. The funny thing about the Body Solutions ad in Dark Star was they had a before and an after picture with Dark that they used to run on the sports show on Sunday nights.
You couldn't tell the
difference. He looked skinnier in the before picture. I don't know, understand how that worked.
I'm pretty sure the guys that own Body Solutions are doing time at this point.
Yeah, right. I think you might be right.
I think they are.
Yeah. 1220, News Talk 830 WCCO. Plenty to talk about today. We'll get into more about some heavier topics we're going to discuss as we move along from noon to 3. Adam in for Chad on a Monday on News Talk 830 WCCO. Positivity rate for COVID is now 11.5%, according to the Minnesota Department of Health. They released that today, as there is no sign of slowing at all of the caseload here in Minnesota. Actually, we had a kind of a reprieve during the Thanksgiving holiday, but now cases going back up. And that is obviously worrisome as we approach Christmas with people getting together. And the major CEOs, of the major healthcare providers in the state took out a full-page ad begging people to heed COVID warnings and to use some safety precautions, masking, social distancing. First and foremost, if you don't feel well, stay home. Don't go out and about, because the situation in hospitals is such, it's dire. And if you read the Star Tribune over the weekend, Jeremy Olson's piece about how they let him into the COVID care unit at, I think it's North Memorial. Is that where he was? I'm forgetting offhand. But, I mean, if you read that, you think, boy, it's, if you still think, oh, this is, they're overblown. I don't understand. I mean, it's pretty stark. It's pretty stark. And it's sad. And it's tough because we thought it was bad last year, and it's just as bad this year, even with the vaccine. And yes, I coming through a home situation where my wife got COVID, and yes, she was fully vaccinated. I think fully vaccinated now is booster. You got to have that. That's 2 weeks out from a booster. So that being said, in that sense, she was not fully vaccinated. She did have the two shots, but it was past the 6-month mark. She had got her booster just a couple of days before she contracted the virus. And even last week when I said it, people say, hey, the vaccine didn't help. Well, she didn't have to go to the hospital. She actually didn't feel bad enough that she had to stay in bed. And I didn't get the virus.
Hey, nobody in your house got it, right?
So right.
That's a plus.
So, I don't know. Am I just lucky? But anyway, back to the letter that these CEOs, this is unprecedented, that all these CEOs of North Memorial, Fairview, Hennepin Healthcare, CentraCare, Children's Hospital, Allina Health, Mayo Clinic, Essentia Health, and Health Partners all signed their name to this letter, begging people to heed the warnings and use more caution. Andrea Walsh is the president and CEO of Health Partners. She's going to join us in about 10 minutes from now, and I wanted to talk to her about that, about this message and why it was so urgent, so why now is the time to get that message out. We'll talk to her in about 10 minutes. Startling report late last week, about ice conditions, about how over the last 20 years, we've lost about 2 weeks of our ice season. Now, many of you probably say, good. Sounds to me like a shorter winter. But the ice season is big business in Minnesota, and it's bigger than ever before. I've come into ice fishing now. I've been doing it regularly for the last 15 years, and in that time, the amount of people on lakes with the equipment, with the wheelhouses now, lots of people are enjoying Minnesota's ice season, and I think that number is growing. And is time going to be less? Is the time for them to use all that equipment that they're buying? It's less and less. Sarah Stroman is the commissioner of the Minnesota DNR. She'll join us in the 2 o'clock hour, 2:08. We'll talk to her about the impact that climate change is having on Minnesota's outdoor activities. That is real, and the effects being seen. The 2 week shorter ice period. What else? You know, you hear stories about the deer movement, the lack of deer in the northeastern part of the state. Lots of letters to the editors of the Star Tribune, the outdoor section this weekend, about hunters who don't even see deer up there anymore. Is that because of climate, or is that because of wolves? Lots of questions for Sarah Stroman, the DNR commissioner. She'll join us at 2:08. Overrated, underrated, properly rated. It is Monday. I've got a long list. Dan has a very long list. And joining us, a special guest for Overrated, Underrated, Properly Rated this week, our brand new, brand spanking new, shiny new morning show host, Vinita Sakhar, will be joining us at 108 to do Overrated, Underrated, Properly Rated. We're going to do that on video, too, so you can see our lovely faces by logging onto Facebook at that time or onto our Twitter account. 1228, News Talk 830, WCCO. Again, taking your comments on a number of different things. More suggestions coming in. Andro 400. No, I'm not on Andro 400. I don't know what that. I think that sounds. We must do ads for that here, huh?
Oh yeah.
Is that a Big Lou one?
About it. I don't think it's a Big Lou one, but it sounds like those ads. That was my next question. Is is what you're on being proffered by Big Lou?
No Big Lou involved. Big Lou's got four ex-wives or three ex-wives or yeah. something, so he's doing.
And he's on meds too.
I don't think Big Lou's doing everything right if he's got three ex-wives.
Well, everybody makes mistakes.
That's a lot of mistakes. But Big Lou, maybe he's on Andro 400 too. No, it's not Andro 400. It's no steroid, no HGH kind of thing. It's just kind of watching what I eat. Smaller portion size, portion control, calorie intake. It's just making me feel better, and that's a good thing because you want to feel good as you're going into the holiday season. You don't want to be a sloth and suddenly the holidays are upon you and it's just more eating, which is a great part of the holiday, is eating some good food, having a couple of drinks, alcoholic or non-alcoholic, whatever your fancy. That's part of the fun of the holiday season. You want to be able to enjoy it. So going into it, I just kind of want to clean the system a little. 1230, News Talk 830 WCCO. More on COVID. We will be talking to Andrea Walsh, who is the CEO of Health Partners, up next about their letter pleading for people to do right and try to help out our fellow man, especially those who work in the hospitals as they are facing dire situations there. That conversation coming up after traffic and weather. Adam in for Chad on a Monday afternoon on WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We are heartbroken. We're overwhelmed. That's the message from CEOs of 9 Minnesota health systems coming together and appeal to the public, asking them to help with the overwhelmed healthcare system in Minnesota. As COVID continues to surge, leaders have taken out a full-page ad in major newspapers across the state this week that highlight the critical nature of the situation, the heartbreaking realities facing hospitals, and how communities can help. Almost 2 years into the pandemic, Minnesota healthcare is in one of the most difficult positions it's been in since the first case of COVID was reported in our state. Doctors, nurses, people working in healthcare and doing everything they can to support the health of all Minnesotans, yet every day, our healthcare workers see avoidable illness and death as a direct result of COVID. One of the people signing on to this letter is Andrea Walsh, who is president and CEO of Health Partners. Andrea, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, taking the time. When did this idea, come across your desk? Whose idea was it to get all your names together and make this plea?
You know, one of the things, thank you, I appreciate being able to be here today and spend a little bit of time with you. Our systems across the state of Minnesota have really been partnering and collaborating since the beginning of the pandemic, and we've had discussions across our 9 systems as to how can we create a stronger signal together to help the community, the general public, understand what's going on. So these conversations have been ongoing. Many of our physicians, many of our leaders across the community, across the state, have been speaking out to talk about exactly what's going on in our systems. And yet we're very aware that the general public is sick and tired of COVID and wants to move on. And so it becomes difficult to hear the message.
That's it. Dr. Osterholm was on this morning, and he said the same thing many times over, that there is just the appetite for people to just not only hearing about COVID, but having to deal with the ramifications. And I'm talking about the ones that encourage us to, you know, consider the health of our fellow man, that sadly, lots of people are past that. And unfortunately, as we've seen, and as I'm sure you know firsthand, until you experience someone you love or yourself faced with the situation and how deadly and how dangerous a virus this is, it's really hard to change minds. Do you feel the same way?
You know, absolutely. And I would say for our care teams, the people working in healthcare, in our hospitals, in our intensive care units, it's not about statistics. It's about real people. And we are seeing so much illness and preventable death as a result of COVID. We've seen an incredible increase in the number of 30 to 50-year-olds who are hospitalized and end up on ventilators because of COVID-19, and many others who are going to suffer long-term health effects as they recover. The statistics don't compel people. The individual stories do.
We're talking to Andrea Walsh, who is president and CEO of Health Partners. A texter raises a good point, and it's this one. The frustrating part about this, I think people who even want to abide by the health mandates many people who would like to see more restrictions put back into place because of the situation. But the ability to get tested still seems awfully limited. I mean, what I mean is, a year ago at this point, it would seem like by this point now, this far into this, we should be able to get tested, get quick results as soon as possible to know whether or not we're carrying the virus. Can you explain, do you experience the same kind of frustrations? Do you feel that that should be expanded, that we should have a greater ability to get tested?
Yeah, you know, I think there's a lot of effort being put into testing, and that's important. But the reality is vaccination is even more important. A test gives you a moment in time snapshot, but to get to the other side of this pandemic, we really need to have folks step up and get vaccinated.
That's the thing, too. You know, the frustrating part, the cynic in me says that we have, our messages have been the same. Our messages have been what they are, and that now it's just we're at a point where there's just people who aren't going to do it and nothing's going to change their mind. What hope do you have that more people will get that message and get the shot?
You know, I do have hope, and I'll tell you why. As I think about our own vaccine requirement here at Health Partners, we spent a lot of time talking about why vaccination is important. We've spent a lot of time in community addressing concerns people have around vaccination, issues of trust in institutions, in all institutions. And I think that as I look at vaccination rates across this state and across the healthcare systems, we've seen elevated rates of vaccination. I also believe that fundamentally, as Minnesotans, we want to experience a holiday where we can be surrounded by all the people that we love. And we want to protect, not only ourselves, but our families and our neighbors. So I do believe in common good, and I've seen it in place. I also think that it's a relatively simple step.
It sure is. And sadly, one of the things that we're not only, as you know this as well as anybody, we're not only dealing with the virus, we're dealing with so much misinformation about it that has been fueled either politically or ideologically. And to that point, I'd like to ask you about that. You talk about vaccine mandates for healthcare employees. We get texts all the time saying, oh, the reasons there's no beds because everybody's quitting because they don't want to get vaccinated. Give us a snapshot of Health Partners and have you seen that a large number of employees that for whatever reason say they're not going to get the shot and therefore didn't want to come to work?
No, we have not seen that at all. And I think that across the broader community, really, from my vantage point, we're not interested in the division that's surrounded by all the politics of the pandemic. What matters is that we help people stay healthy, that we prevent illness everywhere we can, and we take care of people when they get sick. So the hard part right now is our concern for the public is people may not understand that the place we're at right now, with our hospitals so full, not only is it impacting our ability to provide care for people who have COVID, it's impacting access for people who have other care needs. We're needing to delay surgeries. We're needing to have people wait for care that is needed because we don't have beds available. So whether it's heart attacks, car accidents, cancer, stroke, appendicitis, name it, none of us plan to get sick. And we all do. So part of our call to action and part of this message is about saying we all need to step up together if we want our health systems to be able to provide the care that our family members need.
What kind of monitoring do you do of your doctors and nurses? Because they have been swamped for, 20 months now. Not constantly like they are now, but still, it's been some very, very difficult times in hospitals. How do you ensure that your doctors and nurses are getting the care that they need?
Gosh, that is a great question. And I think the health and well-being of our care teams is of utmost concern right now. Our doctors and our nurses are as determined as ever, but honestly, they are tired. They're exhausted and worn out by seeing so much preventable illness and disease. We are staffing up and attempting to make sure that we have staff available to provide care that the community needs, and we're all collectively challenged in that. It's one thing the first 2 months of the pandemic to take extra shifts, because at that point it felt like a rallying call and cry. 2 years into it, when there are steps that can be taken, to prevent illness and disease and the community hasn't yet taken all those steps, it's much harder to ask our care teams to continue to step up. And so we are concerned. We're concerned about the health and well-being of our care teams, and we're looking at all the ways that we can support health and well-being moving forward. And one of those ways is doing our part to make sure we give voice to the importance of getting vaccinated, getting your booster, wearing a mask, and staying socially distant.
Andrea Walsh is president and CEO of Health Partners, one of nine who've signed on to this letter, taking out this full-page ad in Minnesota newspapers, pleading with people to abide, first of all, get vaccinated, but also just abide by some of the precautions that are being put into place because of COVID. The governor has made it clear, and lawmakers certainly sound like they have no appetite for any going back to any sort of, you know, restrictions, whether it be on bars, restaurants, or gatherings. I'm curious if you feel that that's a wrong move. Would you like to see that happen right now, given the state of things in your hospital?
You know what I'd like to see right now is just everybody to do absolutely everything within their own personal control. This is about individuals taking action, and we all have a role to play. So you know, I will leave it to the policymakers to tend to the politics around COVID. What my ask is, and what the ask is in this letter, is that each and every one of us get vaccinated, get your booster, take the steps to help prevent spread. That's the most important thing we can do.
I know your time is extremely valuable, and I've taken much of it already, but one question, too, and this kind of piggybacks on the earlier question about the, you know, monitoring the well-being of your doctors and nurses. When this is over, when it's at least calmer than it certainly is now, is there a fear that some of those nurses and doctors will have just had enough and leave the industry?
You know, I think that people know the reality is the future is now. We do have team members who are so exhausted they're leaving the profession. It's a concern because at this point in time, people don't see the end in sight. We need to get used to living with the pandemic, but we could live with it so much better if we all took the steps outlined in our letter.
Andrea, thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it. I know you're extremely busy, but thank you so much for joining us on WCCO Radio.
Thanks, Adam.
You bet. Andrea Walsh, President and CEO of Health Partners, one of nine CEOs to address that letter. We're getting lots of texts about personal stories about COVID, and that some of them are just frightening and sad. And again, we heard from Andrea and the situation in their hospitals, what they're facing with. And again, it's not just COVID. It's what if you get in a car crash? What if you have a health issue and you need to go to the hospital and you can't get a bed? It's frightening to think about that. Keep your texts coming, and we'll talk about this for the rest of the hour. 651-461-9226. 1248, it's Adam and for Chad on WCCO. Your Lindus Construction time check is 1251. Time to call for your free, no-obligation roof estimate. Lindus Construction. Love the folks at Lindus. I thought that was a great conversation, by the way. Andrea Walsh, President and Chief Executive Officer of Health Partners, very open about the situation in her hospital, hospitals and clinics. And I asked her directly because we get texts all the time saying the reason there's bed shortages because workers have left because they don't want to be forced to take a shot. They don't want to be forced to take the mandate. And she said, and that is not true. That the more people, the people who've left, if the staff shortages that exist have more to do with burnout than they do with vaccine mandates for health professionals. And Dr. Osterholm has said it many times. You wonder about health professionals who decide that they're rejecting the vaccine, saying no, that they're not getting it. How that coincides with someone's job mission to keep others safe and do no harm, first of all, and to ensure the health and safety of the people that they come in contact with. But again, that's what it is. And when we were talking to her, we were getting texts about people who've experienced this. This one stood out to me. Where was it now? Oh, friend's 61-year-old unvaccinated brother, no comorbidities, went into the hospital this weekend with COVID. He needed a ventilator, but was told there were no available in Minnesota. He died early this morning. Get vaccinated. Had to go to Mercy on December 3rd. My husband and I fully vaccinated, even had the booster November 22nd. We just returned last Monday from Cozumel. I ended up testing positive. Wish we had tested before we left, and in hindsight, wish we would have stayed home. That's it. Jen tests positive on that Wednesday. We were supposed to go to a concert Wednesday night, and I went and got tested, the antigen test, at Invergrove Heights, the Armory there. By the way, bravo to those National Guard members who are at the Armory doing that testing. A lot of young people sitting in there doing those tests. Bravo to them, too, by the way, as long as we're giving thanks to our healthcare workers. How about those National Guard members in the Armory dealing with all those people coming in to get tests? I tested negative. I still could have gone to the concert, but it's like, I don't want to go if Jen's not going to go. And then you wonder, well, I tested negative now, but I've been living with her. I've been in close contact with her, and there's certainly a possibility I could test negative or test positive in the coming days. So I decided that the best thing to do for my fellow man is not go to the show. Sucks. I want to go to the concert.
Right. Of course you do.
And I'm not asking for people to, I'm not being a martyr here to say, oh, look at what I did, but sometimes we're in an unprecedented situation. That's the other thing that I get frustrated with is the people say, well, I'm not anti-vax, but it's just the different info coming from professionals. It changes all the time. Yeah, it changes because the virus has changed. There was no playbook that said in 2019, a virus will be discovered in China. Here's how we're going to handle it. Here's what it's going to do. Here's how it affects people. Here's how we're going to handle it.
I mean, there are legitimate concerns about inconsistent messaging.
For sure.
The government's not perfect, obviously, and not everything that they've done have they done well. Having said that, like you said, yeah, we've been learning for 2 years about how this works and what the best ways to combat it are. So, yeah, strategies are going to change. Ideas are going to change. But what's clear as a bell to anybody who looks at the data objectively is that the vaccines are safe and they work. And if we're all looking out for each other, like you're looking out for people saying, my wife tested positive, I didn't, but I'm still not going to go to the concert and take the risk. If we all just make maybe small sacrifices as we look out for each other, we get through this thing. But some folks just are not willing to do that.
My daughter is an ER nurse at Fairview Southdale. She left her appointment and is now only casual. She couldn't take it anymore. Saw multiple people under 50, not vaccinated, come in and die in the emergency room. Get vaccinated, please. Was just at Mercy from the 3rd until the 5th of December. I've had the Johnson & Johnson shot and had COVID in November, but mild symptoms. Getting booster at the end of December. They had over 125 patients. I got there at 6 in the morning. Was lucky I got a room at 10 p.m. that night. A big shout out to all the nurses and doctors. Please be kind to them. Last year on Christmas Day, my best friend contracted COVID. She was 43. She still has extreme fatigue, high blood pressure, and a nerve disorder. 43. And has her nerves attacking her internal organs. She also has irreversible liver damage. She's a long hauler at Mayo. Please get vaccinated. Those messages are about, sadly, better than anything I can convey. And sadly, there's many people out there listening right now that are just going to say, nope, sorry. I don't know what's in it. I'm not going to do it. Or I've had COVID and I don't need the booster. And until you have one of those stories, you hope it changes their mind. But even you read stories about even after they go through something like that, they still don't believe it or they still don't buy it. Keep your text coming in. 651-461-9226. Plenty to talk about. But we're going to lighten it up now. Lighten it up after the top of the hour here. It is Monday. That means it's overrated, underrated, properly rated. We love to get your participation into this. Text line is open for your text to come in. What's overrated? What's underrated? What's properly rated? 651-461-9226 is the number. We're going to be on Facebook Live. We're going to be on Twitter. A video experience unlike any other. Am I saying that right? Is that
well, technically it's not Facebook Live, but you will see the video it's not on Facebook the WCCO Live. Radio
my
Facebook
apologies.
Page.
Yeah, we're not dealing with... whatever the Facebook is called now.
Meta.
Meta, yeah. This is our property. But we broadcast on Facebook, on our Facebook page, and our Twitter page. And we have a special guest participating in Overrated, Underrated, Properly Rated this hour, WCCO New Morning host Vanita Sacher. She will join us for Overrated. She seems like a really positive person. And this is why I'm wondering about her participation. I hope she just comes in hot with something overrated about
Adam Carter, overrated.
That's fine. We welcome that.
I mean, go for it, right?
Yeah. So Vanita will join us. Overrated, underrated, properly rated. Coming up next, CBS News and Laura's news coming up as well. Adam in for Chad. It's 12:58 News Talk 830 WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.